Hi, and welcome to PM Bytes, the podcast series for program managers. My name is Heather Safford, and today in episode 2, we will focus on the PM development framework. After providing an overview of the framework itself, we will discuss the importance of the framework with John Smith, our sector vice president for programs. In the final segment, we will talk with an instructor about upcoming PM development courses. The PM Development Framework is a new framework created to help identify, assess, develop, and place program managers in the IS sector. The first element of the framework is identification. We have over 1,500 PMs, and many have titles outside the PM job family. To better understand the capabilities of our program managers, we have set up a system to capture your experiences. So, by collecting information on your experience with program type, contract type, customers, and specific experiences running programs in the last 15 years, we hope to better understand the capabilities of the population and target development opportunities around the needs of the sector. The second element is assessment. To create an assessment tool, we first decided to set up a competency model so that we could assess against the competency model the degree to which you, our program manager, are proficient. The competency model itself has been communicated to program managers, but we took it a step further and integrated it into an online assessment system. The third element is development, and development includes not just training, but knowledge transfer and other activities that you can do to gain proficiency in a specific competency. The fourth element is placement. At the end of the day, we want our program managers to be prepared for their next assignment and to move around the company and find jobs that are challenging and rewarding for them throughout their career. So hopefully, as we launch the PMDF, the PM Development Framework, you will find this a useful resource and way for you to work on your own development. We have with us today John Smith, the Sector Vice President for Programs. John, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Heather. Pleasure to be here.
What is the most important thing you wish to share about the new PM development framework?
Well, that's a good question, Heather. The importance of the framework is primarily the fact that we are now enabling program managers to take charge of their own development and better position themselves for future opportunities.
So I explained the four elements. Which one is to you the most critical for a program manager?
Well, in my opinion, it would be the assessment. I think it's very hard to know how to develop yourself and where to focus your development activities if you don't have a sense of where your strengths and your weaknesses lie.
Do you think that doing an assessment is something that every program manager should do?
I do, Heather. The way we've set this up, the employee can self-assess, and then the manager can go in and do another assessment. And the hope is that the manager and employee discuss the differences in the assessments so that they have a common path going forward.
That's helpful. Thanks very much. John, do you have any last words before we end this interview?
No, but I would like to say that if anyone has any questions, they can certainly call or stop by my office or send me an email. I'm more than happy to answer any questions as we move forward.
Thank you so much, John. As you explore the PM Development Guide, you will see not only a list of learning activities, which are primarily on-the-job activities that you can do in your current positions, but we also include a list of training classes. The training is specific to each competency, and some training is available through e-learning, but many of the training classes are available live. I have with me Evan Friedman, who is the primary course instructor for PM training. So Evan, what kind of classes do we have coming up in the next 2 months?
Oh, well, Heather, we have a plethora of classes. We have a program management level 1 course in Redondo Beach, Colorado Springs, and McLean, Virginia. We have our advanced PM2 class, which is taught only in Virginia and is available the week of July 15th and then the week of August 10th.
Oh, that's great. How about classes that are shorter in duration, since each of those classes is 5 days long?
Well, we do have PM at NGIS, and that is a new course that makes available to the employees in 1 day an overview of the PM development framework, our new program execution framework, and a lot of the tools, resources, and networking connections that you need when starting out as a program manager.
So this course, PM at NGIS, when and where would it be offered?
Well, this particular course is available through our learning management system. Anyone can sign up. Manager approval is required. We have a class coming up on June 27th, and then the next class is July 14th in Redondo Beach. In August, we have a new class. It will be in Sacramento, California on August 16th. You can always find classes in the learning management system. Just search for PM at, with a ampersand, NGIS.
Thanks so much, Evan. So going forward, do you think that we'll offer more classes?
Well, I think it'll be pretty consistent going forward.
Okay, great. Thank you. This was episode 2 of PM Bytes. Our focus today was on the PM development framework. We had an overview of the framework, an interview with Dave Smith, our Vice President of Programs, and a follow-up discussion with Evan Friedman, a course instructor, on courses that are available in the next 2 months for you. Please send feedback, suggestions, and other comments to me at heather.safford@ngc.com. Look for our next podcast in 2 weeks. Until then, thank you for listening.